Hola, this is Courtney Coleman here, and welcome to The Impact Zone, where I bring you content that will motivate you, inspire you to not only make your intentional positive impact, but to help others make theirs as well. This channel would be for the woman who is ready to make her impact in the world, to give her contribution to the world, because she knows that she is a link in a chain of chain reactions. I want to invite you to subscribe to this channel so that you can be equipped, inspired, and motivated to make your intentional positive impact. I will be bringing you guests. I have a lot of guests planned for this year, and I am really excited about bringing them on to tell you how they're making their impact and share with you what that impact looks like. If you would love the opportunity to join, just make sure that you subscribe to the channel, as well as you can contact me at info@CourtneyColeman.com. Until next time, stay true to the real you and make your intentional positive impact. All right. It is so great to finally be back. It has been a moment, and I really needed to just get this episode out. I am currently in the process of healing from a cold or whatever this is. So my voice is not its normal. And just so that you're aware of why I sound the way that I do. I am in a healing process as far as that is concerned. I wanted to take the time to share with you. I have just come out of a year of the purge. That is what I am naming this, or have named it, the year of the purge. No exaggeration whatsoever, but it's okay. I can look back and see how there are many different areas that needed to be elevated, that needed to be removed, and that I needed to grow and go deeper and take better care of. So I'm okay with it. Not like I can change the past anyway, right? And I know it's been a while and a lot of people don't know about me and my history. I will be able to express that in a different way. You will definitely get to know me really deep if you have never listened to any of my episodes from the podcast or previous live from social media. I go deep. It's who I am. I love that about myself. There's a reason and a purpose for that, and I am totally fine with that. And I share things probably a lot of people wouldn't share. I do realize that I had fallen into the whole isolation scenario for multiple reasons, which I will get into. But this morning, I had this major download, which is what I would call an insight, from God, who is my creator. I will, in this episode, do a lot of background foundational things so that you understand where I am coming from and some of the terms that I use. I am who I am. I have the relationship that I have, and we all have choices, right? So, choices to listen, or choices to not listen. I am for who I am for. And I am totally fine with that, because it doesn't matter whether I express it or not. I'm either for you or not. It is what it is. So in this particular episode, I am going to go through something that I was given. It has been given to me multiple times. And it was just like today, he was like, write it out. And I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, you know, you don't have to give it to me 3-4 times and start screaming and shouting, because it starts to hurt. So in this episode, I want to go through a couple of terms and what he has actually given me. And then I will be able to go through these particular phases that I am compelled to share. So with that said, the terms that I want to go over right now are God, okay? I come from being raised from a Christian background, Baptist. I had been in ministry for 12 years. I feel like I've lived five lifetimes in this lifetime. So because we all have gifts to some extent or whatever, whether we realize it or not, we do. I know who my creator is. My creator is God. I do interchange universe, God, my creator, spirit. Spirit is my spirit because we all are spirits having a human experience, which will just bring me to spirits do not die. Holy Spirit didn't die. Also great, these cloud of witnesses that are, you know, speaking to us. There's just so many things that I believe and have personally experienced that does not conform or that I do not allow a dogma to limit my experience with my creator. Nobody can ever take away from you a personal experience and interpretation that you have, regardless of whatever is written from however long ago, whether it's somebody wrote something 5 minutes ago or what have you. Your personal experience is what it is for a reason. And it's up for you and whatever name you call your higher power, your creator by, it's between the two of you. And there is a reason why you have it. And so I don't limit myself to this pinhole, because the way that he shows it to me is like, I don't know what you call it, but basically you see frequencies and it's really high and really low on the, I think it's the X axis, and it goes really, really fast. If you think of like a heart monitor, basically really high, really low, extremely fast. There isn't a lot of space in between, each frequency. Whatever you call it. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just know what I see. Now, God, our creator, moves at that speed, which we can't even fathom how fast that is. But the speed in which the mere human can receive a frequency is so much more shallow, slower, that it can only receive a fraction of what our creator is putting out. And of course it varies. Some people, you know, it's like light can barely shine through. Other people, you can see some light. There is a variation, and that's what makes the world go round. And I am open to receiving, and I really had to work to get here. But that's what my purpose calls for, to be able to be open to whatever he wanted to give me, however he wanted to give it to me. And I can remember crying just to be able to receive, because it was hurting so bad not to receive. And I do want to say, my podcast is not a quote unquote religious podcast. This is just some groundwork that I have to share with you, because I am woo-woo, if that's what you want to call it. I am a spiritual person. I know I am a spiritual being having a human experience. So in order for you to understand where I am coming from, this is why I'm doing this episode, because I will say things and I just want you to have an understanding of where I'm coming from. So my creator, I call by many names. It's not to say like I only subscribe to this one dogma. I have a relationship. Like, and when you think about relationships that you have, like your daughter or your mom or your dad, they play many different roles. You have nicknames, right? So to me, it's no different. I've even been mad at God. Oh my goodness. I feel like you really haven't lived until you have been like mad, infuriated with God, and I'm still here. So everybody can have their ideas with their relationship and how they think something should go or somebody else's relationship should go from a piece of paper, But I'm just going to say, go get you a real one. Go get you a relationship. And when you work that out, you guys work that out. You don't have to listen to mine. I'm not asking you to have mine, be mine, or do mine. I'm just sharing what mine is because I know I am called to a certain person and people. What else I wanted to say? Yeah, the whole dogma thing, I don't. My relationship knows no bounds. Like God, I don't say, God, you can only speak to me this way. You can only do this. Because who am I? I'm the one that was created by him for a purpose. I am the angelic being that has a spirit that goes from lifetime to lifetime to fulfill this purpose in this human body that he gave me to do, and a homing device to do it by, to recognize, realize, return back to the purpose he created me to do here on this earth. So I can't say only speak to me in this way. It just makes no sense to me to say that. So for me, I recognize that he has spoken to me through dreams since I can ever remember. I have always known that I was quote unquote sensitive. I am an empath. I am a Pisces. As people, we are so complicated, beautifully complicated and layered. I feel like if we have so many layers, how much more would our creator be complicated to be able to compensate for the vast amount of people and things that he has created to be able to communicate? I mean, if rocks and the sky and the wind and everything communicates on a frequency that is different from each other, for us to be able to receive, interpret, and communicate and respond to, and like, how can we say we can only receive him in one way? That is so close-minded to me. But everybody has their own thing. It's totally fine. You do what works for you. I have just paid the cost of getting to where I am. And I identify myself as an empath. I am a Pisces. I am a healer. And I have some recent things I have been studying. And I thought of trying to do this intro to be like, I am a healer. I know who I am, what I was created to do. It's been the thread through my entire life. It's something I cannot deny as an intelligent being. Like, come on, girl, you're a healer. Not that I had, you know, rejected it, but there's just no disputing what my purpose is here. Whether somebody else believes it or not, it really doesn't matter. I know what I was called to do. And I have paid the cost for that. Anybody that is a healer knows there is a cost. And it's not like, well, I guess it is a membership fee. You not only have to go through the process of painstakingly going through experiences of not being able to help and to know what that feels like to have this beyond strong desire to fulfill, to do something and not be able to do it, and to, I don't even know how to describe it. It is like, if you don't allow me to do this thing, it is going to kill me. It is such a strong, overwhelming, compelling desire that is not from your ego, but from your higher self, from your spirit, that you can't deny it and you have to do it. And even when you try to fight it, you find yourself in that vein of doing the very thing that you were created to do, even though you are trying to consciously, with all of your human might, resist it. You find yourself with one foot in your purpose that you were created to do, doing the thing that you have tried to avoid doing. You will find yourself there. Because as much as you think you are all so powerful in all of your humanity, you are spirit first. Just my personal intake. Nobody, I'm not trying to convert anybody to anything. I am just sharing. So the cost of being the healer means you go through a lot of mental, emotional, and physical experiences, battles, situations that are, I feel personally, very in depth, more than the average person. it's like our lesson. It's like our school of, is it Hogwarts or whatever? I don't know. Not saying they're the same thing. I'm just, but you pay the cost. And it is to make you aware. It is to see if you're listening to the home and device. It is to sharpen your awareness, your skills, to make you start learning. Because we know if you don't get the lesson the first time, you're bound to repeat it over and over and over and over again. And on my journey, it was like, I remember saying, speak to me, you know, I'm listening. And the voice would get softer and softer. Just to see if I was paying attention, because I asked to be spoken to. And I said, I would obey, right? I don't mean obey in a bad, demeaning way, but just, you know, is what it is to follow and to live out my purpose. I'll do it, whatever it is, because the pain was just so intense. And this is years ago. This is years ago. And you will definitely be going through the books, man. You're definitely going through the lessons. And perseverance is a thing. The tenacity, the boldness. I mean, the extremes are real, you know, from, oh my God, I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to, oh my God, what are they going to think? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I don't want to. And then it's just like, look, I don't give a crap what you think. I don't care if you don't believe me or not. It is what it is. Like, it's undisputable. So I was going to write this basically forward saying, you know, you came to me because you were looking for something and you wanted something. And I am walking in what I was called to walk in. So this isn't a casual, oops, mistake. Oh, I just happened to. No, it was just preordained. Like, there are things, or it was meant to be, meant to happen. There are things that have happened that I have thought were accidents. It's not an accident. Like, I'm just, not that I'm surprised, but you just have to laugh and look at things like, okay, like, you know, I'm just going along for the ride. You got the plan. You know what you're doing. And getting to that place where you trust and have no doubt at all is a journey. I mean, it is a lifetime journey, because you're not going to always be asked to, can you give me a piece of bread? Like, I mean, what's getting somebody a piece of bread? Like, oh, can you make a grilled cheese? Okay. Oh, can you make a dessert out of this piece of bread? Oh, can you make this, what, like, everything calls to be elevated as you go along your journey. And I mean, parenthood, there's so many different parallels and ways that he speaks to me, but me just being solidified in who I am as a spirit and what I'm called to do, no brainer. I don't care what anybody says. So God speaks to me, has spoken to me through dreams. I'm a Pisces. I'm an empath. I'm a dream person. However you want to word that, I'm not going to get all wrapped up in terminology for people. I am a healer, be it energy, Reiki. I am a Nabe. If you know what that is, you know what that is. I don't want to get into that. I'm the prophetic one. I'm the prayer warrior. I am, I get what I call downloads, intuitive downloads. I will see a plan of something. I will spew it out. I have been on the phone with people and I'm like, hey, get a pen and piece of paper, write this down. It ain't me. Just listen. Or I will call you and say, hey, you need to do this. You need to do this. Like, and I will tell you three times. It's not me. If I am getting something from spirit and I don't want to say it, my body will respond. Until I do what I am supposed to do. And then I just like, okay. And then I have to do the thing. If I am around someone, whether they ask me about healing or they have been asking him about healing, my body will respond energetically and healing process will start. I didn't know. As children, we don't know that what we're seeing is quote unquote wrong. And it's not wrong. It's just the conditioning of the world tells us this is not okay, or we shouldn't do this. And that's because other people are blinded, hindered, whatever the case may be. I don't want to get into that. But what we do is not wrong. We're a spirit and God is communicating with us and through us. And just because I see people doesn't mean there's something wrong or evil with me. God speaks to us through spirit. That's our natural form. Angelic beings, we have a spirit. Like that's the communication vessel. And so yeah, I have seen, I have talked to, I have communicated with. It's not everything, the universe, law of opposites, good, bad, in, out, up, down, around, and through. There are universal laws. And I mean, you know, Lucifer was an actual angel with great power in one place, but he got greedy. He still exists. He was an angelic being. He exists now. He's just one with malice intent. He's still an angelic being. He's still a spirit. Like, it still exists. Through lifetimes. He didn't just exist in one era. Hello. By whatever name you call him, he's been through all of our lifetimes. Like, come on, people. So has God and Holy Spirit and all of these other things that have existed before us. That is why we know about them. That's why they're in ancient texts. And some, you know, religions are, how do I say this? One way and one avenue, and some are compilations. Some all like connect to each other. And then some are like compilations. So, God speaks in so many different ways, and I just choose not to limit him. I do believe he communicates through spirit, through frequency, through nature, through dreams, through people, through ways and processes, like undeniably. That's just my personal perspective. In everything, in AI, there's no way a person can create a thing like that. But I digress. So I said all that to say, with those layers of things, we're created for a purpose. I used to be so tormented with knowing that I was created to love. And I do mean tortured in every single sense of the definition. I can remember phone conversations where I'm just, my head is in my hands going, I just can't believe that God would create me to love and not give me body to love and just make it so hard and painful. And just, I mean, I am literally tormented. I'm like, how cruel of a God would that be, that you're not going to give me the thing that you created me to do and be? And infuriated, tortured, because I know what I was created to be and do. And I can look back on the various entrepreneurial journeys I've had and jobs, and I can see the theme of, even if you followed me for a while or, you know, found me years ago, it's creating people to be who they were created to be. It was making an intentional positive impact on the world. It's about love and being a healer. My entire life message right there. And I can look back even in when I was doing photography, I would have these sessions. This is not like come in and get your photograph taken. This is tell me about you. Tell me this. And he would start to show me inside the person who they were created to be. So I'm supposed to be having this photography session, but I'm having a whole nother session over here. And I ended up working with people who were having self-esteem issues. And I mean, they would come in one way and they would literally transform during the session and leave a totally different person. I would be so exhausted because it was so energetically draining for me. It was a ministry, but it wasn't a ministry because I was trying to hide, which is a whole part of why this session is being done for this podcast, or series rather. But I was afraid to put that out on Front Street because I didn't know how to fully work it. I didn't know how to fully embody it. But I was just on the journey, you know, I was willing, and that was the journey that I was on. People helping them to create their businesses. It was not like, okay, let me just put together for this paperwork. I'm like, no, there is a thing. There is a reason. There is a purpose. Like, what is that? Go through these steps, whether they wanted to or not, you know, that's on them. I know the assignment I was given to do, but I can see through everything how I was trying to get people to become who they were created to be so they could live out their purpose. And it was healing. And it was about, can you see how much he loves you? And so with that said, I know who I am. Like, I have paid the cost on so many levels. And it's okay. It's okay. My eternal being, fulfilling its purpose means so much more than people who weren't meant to stay in my life, not being in my life. And I'm good with that. So with that, I want to roll into what he gave me this morning to go through. I don't know if I'm going to end up posting the picture of it, so I don't have to redo it, because I understand my great ability and gift to be able to work into details can also make me a perfectionist at times, and that would just end up slowing me down, and that is not the purpose of this. So I want to start off with, as I have said before, going back to God, our creator, spirit with a capital S. He created us angelic beings, okay? There is proof. So I have on this diagram angelic being or higher self. I'm just gonna read it out. He basically has like a bracket he showed me and how one thing spills into another. So it kind of like connects, almost like a funnel, or like if you cut a chain link in half. And so you only see how they like link halfway, but it's not because it's broken. He's just showing me how it pours into the other thing. So it's kind of like a hierarchy. So we have God the creator up above, and I see it all in like outer space. And so we have this angelic being, our higher self, which this is what I wrote out. Eternal, our eternal God form, being in the presence of our creator outside of time with the council, heavenly cloud of witnesses, different, what do we call them? I can't think of the word. I can see them. I can see stuff and hear stuff sometimes, but I just can't verbally communicate it. What do you call that word? Anyway, I'll come back. He'll give it to, I'll get it. Which goes down, funnels into the next link, which is spirit. So we have angelic form. This was like the council level. This is how I see it. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not a master of whatever. This is my disclaimer. I do not hold a doctorate degree from the healing arts in the United States of America. I don't. I am Courtney Coleman. I am a healer. I am a clinical hypnotherapist. I am an energy healer. Like, this is it. This is me. Coming with a lifetime, multiple lifetimes, this lifetime experience of healing. So back to my thing, angelic being, which I actually know that I am. If you know, you know. Hey, everybody's at their own level, but we all are a spirit. Okay. So everybody can only receive to the level of awareness that they have and to the level of capacity that they have. Okay. So we're all a spirit. Okay. Let's go science real quick. We're all a spirit that keeps, you know, our human bodies alive. Our spirits don't die lifetime to lifetime. Spirits do not die again. Holy Spirit, not dead, right? Okay. The spirit of other, I don't know what you want to call them in different religions. It's a spirit that doesn't die. Anyway, so we are spirits having a human experience. This is the part of your higher self that travels through lifetimes, okay? The council doesn't come down, but your spirit is the part of you that travels through lifetimes, having experiences, taking with it knowledge from your higher self, the karma, the lessons, all of that, and puts it in the next ring into human form. Without your spirit, your body's gone. Phew, gone, okay? So we're in this human form now. We're in this human suit. Your spirit gives life to your human form, giving it the ability to express your spirit, okay? Through your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. To carry out in your body your higher self's assignment, purpose, okay? By having these experiences, you are aware of your purpose, all right? And so right now, I have to go into a small break, and we will be right back, and I will finish breaking this down for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, so we are back, and I am just going through this foundation that I need to go through. So I'll just briefly go over what I had before. We have got our creator. We have got our creator, who created all of us, and angelic beings. We all have a higher self, and that's our eternal God form, that's in the presence of our creator, outside of time, outside of everything, with basically like the council, okay? And then we have our spirit. We know without the spirit, our body can't live. But our spirit is like the vessel, part of our higher self that travels through these lifetimes so that we can have experiences, but taking with us the knowledge of our higher self. It's like that's how that information is transported, basically. The karma, the lessons, all of that stuff. That's what keeps us connected. Okay. And then that funnels down into our human form, and our spirit goes in our body, which gives us life to that form, giving us the ability to express our spirit through our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, to carry out our higher self's assignment. Okay. Because remember, our higher self gives the information to our spirit, and the spirit is what transports that information. And now it's in our body. And so our body is trying to, let me just read what it says. Your spirit gives life to the human form, giving the ability to express your spirit through your soul, mind, will, and emotions, to carry out in your body your higher self's assignment, its purpose, having experiences to make you aware of having a purpose. Okay. And what he gave me next was that it funnels down into our works, what we do here on earth, our purpose. And you were created for a purpose, a reason, a solution to a problem. This is so many years of the same message to me. This is your why. This is your homing device. You are constantly always trying to fulfill this thing that he has created you to do. I mean, it would make no sense to create you to do something, not give you instructions how to do it, not make you want to do it, not give you the parts to do it. It makes no sense. And this was part of my torment. It's your homing device, and it literally pings and beckons, and it's magnetized. And we have to see if we're paying attention to what's happening, to that frequency that's, you know, he's emitting, and that we are responding to, like it or not, responding to. You can repel it, or you can get closer to it, but you are still responding, okay? Response doesn't always mean doing what you quote unquote think you should be doing. It's a response. So it's paying attention to that frequency to be able to fully receive and connect to do what it was meant to do. I mean, we take things and they were created for a purpose, but, you know, we think we're creative in using it for different purposes other than what it was created for. But nonetheless, are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? Or was it meant to, you know, just because it started out with one thing doesn't mean that that was the only way it would work. It could be an evolution just because of us not knowing how, means that we're doing it better because we're doing it right. It's more enhanced because it's the way it should be. Anyway, you get where I'm going. So now that you went from angelic being your higher self into your spirit coming into your body, now that you are doing these works, fulfilling your purpose, which leads to you having a legacy. Which he says, fulfilling or working in your purpose is what creates, builds, and cements your impact, your footprint for time beyond your life, thus lifetimes. Legacies aren't meant for 5 minutes. They aren't meant for 5 years. That's not a legacy. Legacies last beyond your lifetime, which circles us all the way back up to our angelic being, our higher selves, having a job, a purpose, a problem to solve, a that we were created to do. So it's like he shows me just full circle, like this is why you're trying to do the thing, because that's what the assignment was. So I needed to lay this groundwork because of the things that are gonna come after this episode. And that way you understand where I'm coming from, how I think, how things are given to me. Oh gosh, this is gonna be so hilarious. And I will say again, I was inspired by a woman I have been following for at least now it's got to be 10 years by the name of Amber Aziza. I love this woman. When I wanted to hide, she was sharing her journey, personally and professionally. I remember the first time, or one of the first times I saw her, I swear it was on Periscope, if any of you know what that is. And she was in the airport and she was on the floor. I don't remember where she was flying to. I just remember she was sitting on the floor in the airport. She was talking about she was leaving her job and how she was going to start this business. And I just thought, wow, that's freaking amazing. Oh, by the way, I will curse. That has nothing to do with my assignment. Okay. We all will govern ourselves accordingly. And, I will never get that out of my mind. Little did I know it was a forecast of what was to come for myself, which I will get into later, in this whole thing about the year of the purge. But I hadn't been online because I have been going through a year of purging. And I just got back on like the last couple of weeks and really the last few days because I've been in the bed, recovering. And I saw her and she was doing a video again saying another pivot. Interestingly enough, years ago I had a product about people and helping them pivot and you know, not being ashamed and you know, embracing and just going with the flow and documenting. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like not that she's telling me, but I'm being told again, like stop hiding, stop isolating, like somebody needs to know. And so I just want to thank her for always having the courage. I know you have to summon it and just, you know, I know it takes a lot. I know it does, but I greatly appreciate the fact that she has been sharing and to encourage her to just keep the fight of sharing and doing and building your amazingly wonderful character. And it does matter and it does impact people. And I am extremely grateful. She has such an amazing heart, you guys. I think she's actually moving into helping, I don't want to say just entrepreneurs, but smaller businesses with their HR needs. So look her up. She's just amazing to know and to follow. She has an amazing heart. great person, extremely intelligent. And so look her up, Amber Aziza, A-Z-I-Z-A, Amber, the traditional way, A-M-B-E-R. And just check her out, follow her. If you like me, if you love me, you're going to love her. So, yeah. And with that said, I don't want to belabor this anymore. I am definitely going to come back with a different episodes of what I need to say to get it out. So with that said, where I'm at this point is I am still a healer. That is a hypnotherapist. I know many modalities to be able to help people to heal. And I am not surprised at the revealing of new modalities in order for me to help people to heal. I'm not surprised at this point at all. I am definitely in awe at the amazement of how beautifully complicated, detailed, and complicated we are as humans, the layers that we have. Oh my goodness. And the ways in which our creator tries to communicate to us to come back to our original form are just mind-blowing. The fact that he doesn't go through any, there is no limit to the amount of ways in which he will go to reach out to you to bring you back. I am just still in love. It is a love to the depths of no other. It is just unconditional love with no limits, and it's absolutely amazing. So I am still where I should be in the healing vein, helping people to understand, know, and experience love and becoming who they were created to be to make their impact in the world. It's not just women. I understand that. My focus or how I speak may be to women, but I do understand it's not just women. So I will go through the history of me becoming me into my present, or I'll just say my recent past, the year of the purge, so that you understand why I am doing what I am doing at this moment in time, which is going to lead me to my future of what I will do. I don't know all of the ways in which I will evolve, but I do know, because I know my life's purpose, it will be helping people to heal, to understand love, and for me to continue to be love, and helping them become who they were created to be so that they can make their impact in the world. So I will definitely be sharing my personal healing journey, my perspective of what has been my life through quote unquote rose-colored glasses that may not have necessarily been rose. You know, they may have been green, but the reality is that they were blue. But it's just the perspective at that time of which I was seeing life and how I was responding. And hopefully you will be along for the journey. I'm sure it will bless you in ways that you didn't see coming. It will help you to not feel like you are living on an island in the universe alone. it is what it is. I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it does not always feel good. This I do know. But I know it's better for me to do than not to do. So with that said, I will close this out, and I look forward to sharing with you in the future. I am not going to re-edit this. I am just going to let it be what it is. All is well, and I look forward to sharing with you in the future. So until next time, stay true to the real you. I'm Courtney Coleman. This never gets old.